Iraq is in a race against time. A recent report from the nonprofit research organization, the Fund for Peace, says the next 6 months will be a make-or-break period that will determine whether Iraq will succeed or fail as a new nation. Pauline Baker is president of the Fund for Peace and joins us in our studios. Thanks so very much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And what factors do you look for to determine if a state is a failed state or a successful one?
Well, to boil it down, we were looking at 12 top indicators of state decay. They are social, economic, and political indicators, everything from mounting demographic pressures to refugees, vengeance-seeking group grievance, chronic and sustained human flight. We had a couple of economic indicators and military indicators, such as militia activity.
Militia activity being an aspect of lack of security.
Lack of security and what we call a state within a state. In other words, the growth of organizations that can challenge legitimate authority.
Mm-hmm. You lay out five possible scenarios, as you see it, that are most likely to occur with the transition of power. The best case scenario is a successful transition to elections in 2005, new constitution, government by 2006. In your judgment, what would it take to bring all that into place?
I don't think it's impossible, but I think it's going to be very difficult to reach that kind of outcome. Yeah, what it would take would be, I would think, the international community really stepping up to the plate and saying we will provide security forces for legitimately elected government for at least 2 years and at least 5 years of economic reconstruction support.
Another scenario you offer is what is referred to as the Somalia scenario.
Right.
And you actually make some analogies to current Afghanistan as well.
That's right. Basically, everybody leaves and the center can't hold and the thing collapses and no one does anything.
Mm-hmm.
A variant of that is Afghanistan, which is basically that the international community supports the government in the capital, but outside the capital, things are pretty iffy.
To put you on the spot, what do you think is the most likely scenario?
Unfortunately, I think the most likely scenario now, if current trends continue, is what I call the Lebanon scenario, which is a scenario in which Iraq would collapse into sectarian violence. And this would happen at a time when the international community, particularly the U.S., was pulling its forces down. It could happen before or after the election. And it would collapse into a civil war, and this would only end if neighboring states would intervene, as, for example, Syria did in Lebanon.
Unlike, say, Haiti and Afghanistan, Iraq has oil, and we're led to believe a great deal of potential untapped, forgive the pun, oil revenue. Could that make a difference? Could that create wealth in the national state that might be able to filter down to communities that could provide for institutions?
It certainly could, and it depends upon how that wealth is used and whether or not that wealth can continue to flow, which means they have to protect the oil infrastructure, and they have to have a government which distributes that oil money in a way that gets down to the people.
What are you going to be looking for over the next 6 months that strike you as significant?
We're going to be looking at two things. First is how strong will the state institutions be that are being created now? The police, the security forces, the civil service, will the ministries be able to deliver public services? It's going to be very, very hard because the insurgents are going to try, just like they had under the previous occupation, to destroy this. The second thing we're going to be looking at is the role of neighboring states because they can't just stand by and watch what's happening next door and not have an interest. And then, of course, we're going to be looking at the societal trends that we've been looking at for the past 12 months.
Pauline Baker is president of the Fund for Peace in Washington, D.C. Thanks very much.
Thank you.